essentially we're just trying to provide real organic food at a reasonable price to real people, simply put.
Tara Lee and her husband Brian Joyce have a bold vision. They want to feed 250 families off a tiny plot of land that's not much bigger than a backyard. Hello, I'm Cassie Steith. Tara Lee and Brian are market gardeners who live in Mount Gambier in South Australia. They've leased a half-hectare certified organic block from friends and now have up to 35 different varieties of veggies growing in small plots. This form of intensive organic farming is a massive undertaking for them because they both still hold off-farm jobs as well.
We've been growing our own veg at home, feeding ourselves for about 9 years off of a standard quarter-acre block. Just the age of information, so we've been looking on the internet and a lot of people in Quebec are doing this same system. Acre and a half is what we grow, about 144 beds, 35 different varieties of vegetables. So we're trying to provide a place for our family where we can spend time together instead of spending 60-odd hours working for other people. North America are doing this more so, but England, Europe do it quite a bit as well. The Italians do a fantastic job of it. All through England do a fantastic job of it. Australia, we seem to follow the American, well, the industrial American trend a fair bit more, but I think it seems to be changing a bit. It's essentially what the world needs now is food. They need food provided by the masses, not for the masses.
We like the idea of the SLOW method, so sustainable, local, organic, whole food. It's just the grand concept of everything being congested together, of organic, the fossil fuel travel miles and all that sort of stuff being brought together to, yeah, help feed people, I guess.
Brian, can you tell me what we're looking at?
Oh, hopefully a garden. It's fenced off an acre and a half with an electric wire going around the boundary. And then we have 12 patches, which are 28 metres by 14 metres wide. We run 12 garden beds on each of them. And we sell graze for Dorper Damara sheep through to get rid of the weeds, and then followed by the chickens for fertiliser and to get rid of bugs and pests and all that sort of stuff. And they'll rotate around the garden from patch 1 right around to patch 12, and we just follow them planting out. So we'll plant out pretty much all year round.
Can you step me through what you're growing?
Well, the patch we're looking at the moment, we've got a caterpillar tunnel, so it's a portable hothouse, and we have eggplants, zucchinis, capsicums, tomatoes and cucumbers growing through there. Next to that, the next three beds have got tomatoes, zucchinis, cucumbers and beetroot. And then we have spring onions, cauliflower, beans, purple beans, tatsoi, lettuce, more beetroot, more carrots. So quite a few things growing at all different stages as well. We'll have carrots we've just seeded, but we've got carrots we're just about to pick next week, hopefully.
And Tara, you were telling me you ran into a bit of trouble with your beetroots?
Yeah, so we had, there's one girl, the chicken that keeps getting out. She's found our beetroot. She's found a couple of beans, but hasn't done any significant damage with those. Yeah, so we've, half of our beetroot got pecked at, just the tops of the actual beetroot. So we did actually take a few to market that had been eaten and sold them at half price for people that like juicing, because, you know, that's an option that they still get enthusiastic about, because you can't do that in the supermarket. Yeah, but we've lost some carrots. We lost part of a row of sugarloaf cabbage. Chris and Michelle's geese got over here and ate some of them, and then our sheep got out at one stage and they had a snack on them as well. So, yeah.
We have a diverse crops though, so it doesn't matter too much if you lose a little bit of one thing. We've got plenty of others.
And this is not even half a hectare, right?
Mm. Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Well, essentially, the whole garden, once it's fully planted out, will not even be half an hectare. What we've got planted at the moment is not even quite a quarter of a hectare. And once that's at full production, it's still going to be feeding quite a few people.
So you reckon you can support yourselves and feed 200 families off this in the future?
Yeah, oh, we're going 250 families, but it's intense. Intense cropping. We've got spacing of 40 centimetres between brassicas, and we we have a 10-year rotation. We don't plant the same thing in the same area for 10 years. We diversify our planting, so we've scattered plants throughout to try and stop pests getting through. But yeah, I think it's quite easily doable.
I couldn't be sure, but I would assume that a lot of conventional farmers wouldn't believe you that you can support yourselves and also feed 250 families off kind of a big backyard.
Yeah, well, the backyard at home, we last year supported 20 families. We've tried this production. We have a production plan that we set through the winter, a program that pretty much runs that for us, and we just plant to that date to keep up with demand. Well, this is to keep up with 250 families.
So when you're talking about the production plan that you've worked on, what are the intricacies of it?
Well, it provides timing, how long things take to grow, when to plant them, when to plant the next succession plantings for it, all the different types of plants we need, just to always provide. And it's also on a patch, so one patch, everything gets planted, stagnated, so that the harvest all comes in together. So we've got 2 weeks on one of these patches, and then that gets moved on and the chickens come in afterwards. That's a lot of timing involved, which, you know, never works when you grow veggies, but you can always try. You can only hit what you aim for.
I'd just say come and ask us in about 3 years' time and have a look and see what we've done. It's certainly going to be a few more hiccups than what we've already had, but, yeah, it's just determination.